5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Panthers play tonight, and the official Panthers watch party, Panthers are in Chicago, the official Panthers watch party is at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. And if you've never been there for an official Panthers watch party, it is the place to be. Like, you'll have Panthers swag and characters, and it is really, really fun. So if you're looking for a place to watch Panthers game tonight, you head on over to Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. We got on the air a little bit late today because Hurricanes basketball was playing in the Charleston Classic, and they lost to Drake, which means tomorrow our show probably won't begin till right about now, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. But it gives me a chance while the Hurricanes basketball team didn't have a great outcome today. Maybe they will tomorrow. But speaking of football, which we talked about in the 3 o'clock hour with DBJ, it is great to be a Miami Hurricane. So if you haven't treated yourself to some new Canes gear to celebrate this season, and you've got the final home game coming up this Saturday, what are you waiting for? You get over to Caneswear in Davie. They've got everything you need, or you can shop online at caneswear.com. They got Canes, Panthers, Dolphins gear, shirts, hats, shorts, jerseys, anything in between. If you're tailgating this weekend for the Canes or the Dolphins, they've got everything there at Caneswear. I mean, the tents, glasses, shot glasses, bumper stickers, honestly, whatever you need is right there. Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive, and they're right next to La Spada's, where you can always shop online at caneswear.com. And if you've never been to the store, though, you will not believe just how much stuff they have in there. And maybe you want to start your holiday shopping a little early this weekend. Do it at Caneswear. Caneswear, University Drive, or caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot where South Florida sports fans shop. So we'll get some headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, and have a little fun this hour as well. Joe Shad, where'd Crowder go? I just saw him.
Just stepped away for a second.
Where'd he go?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not with him, so I don't know exactly where he went, Hawk.
But I was reading the Caneswear liner, so I wasn't looking at the video. Did he make like a "I'll be back in a second" moment motion, or did he just walk away? Where did you go?
My bad. Nino got out, and my neighbor texted me, and I had to go let him back in the house.
I was telling Solana, I'm reading this Caneswear thing, and you were there. But I'm reading the thing, and then I come back, and I go, "Hey, where'd Crowder go?" And Solana's like, "Well, he left for a minute." And I go, "Like, did he give you the 'I'll be back in a minute' signal?" And Solana's like, "No, he just kind of walked away." I'm like, "All right, where'd he go?"
I got a text. Nino's out. He's at our house. I hate these little dogs. You know, I don't like dogs too much.
There was like a guy
who has dogs all the time. You sure do not like dogs.
I'm telling you, I like big, smart dogs. I don't like these little dumb labradoodles, and they run away and they slide under fences. I can't stand these little dogs.
There was like a sense of urgency, though, when you walked away. I could tell either something was wrong and you had to go handle it, or you forgot that you had just, you know, cut up a slice of cheese on your charcuterie board and you wanted to go scarf it down.
Maybe something was burning in the air fryer.
It kills because he's a dumb dog. Like, he'll leave and forget where the house is, and then
on you.
No, it's on him because he's dumb. I didn't make him. He's not my child.
You end up having a dumb kid. That's on the parent.
That's not my kid. I didn't make him. All three of my kids know where they had to get home in the neighborhood. He was gone one day. We had to put a chip in his back. Because they can scan him, and then they have, like, they get their information off. We had to put a chip in this little dumb bastard because he just starts walking and gets lost in the world.
looked like Jimmy last night at the Whiskey Stars and Cigars. I lost track of him. I mean, all of a sudden, he's wandering around. He's at Frank Pepe having pizza with the ticket wizard Nepal.
That was good pizza.
Jimmy, you got a chip.
That good pizza?
Yeah, it was really good pizza.
Jim, you got a chip in your neck?
No, I don't. At least I don't, you know, at least I know I don't.
Maybe before you were of age. Maybe you didn't know.
Maybe.
Did you offer to pay last night when you went to dinner with the Ticket Wizard? And who was there? It was the Ticket Wizard, Josh Appel, and Jay Keller 5. What happened when the bill came?
Ticket Wizard paid.
Did he just grab it?
No, Appel grabbed it first, and then... Like,
oh, I mean, that. Listen, Appel was grabbing it to hand to the Ticket Wizard then, because there's. I have not seen Josh Appel pay for a meal in 7 years.
Appel did take out his card and then a Ticket Wizard.
You know what card he took out? The Tabacón cigars card that we all grabbed off the table.
Dave and Buster's game card.
The next meal Appel pays for will be the first meal Appel pays for. But what did you do, Jimmy? Did you offer? Did you break out your wallet? Or did you just assume everyone was paying for you?
I just assumed that I was paying.
Now, why would you assume that?
I mean, I was ready.
You didn't even act like it. Like, you know, you pull the card out, you'd be like, oh, I, you know, are we splitting it? And then they say no, but you got to act like you're involved in the payment.
I thought about it, but he's like, Jimmy, no, don't. Like, don't.
All right, so if they gave you the no, don't, then I understand. But if you just sat there with your arms crossed waiting for someone to pay for it, that's bad form. Even if you know they're going to pay for it, you got to pretend.
You sure that happened, Jimmy? Because I, you know, I texted a person today to find out about this transaction. You sure that the Ticket Wizard looked at you and said, don't worry about it, Jimmy, I got this?
Well,
you remember the Ticket Wizard took care of your ticket for no charge.
Yes, he did.
That would have been a great opportunity for you to say, hey, you know what, Barry, let me grab dinner because, you know, you took care of my speeding ticket.
Well, he wanted to use his rewards at that place.
I got you. So you were doing him a favor.
I guess, yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, I'm not calling you names. I'm just saying that your actions are very leechish.
We have a nickname for you around the office, Jimmy. It's Ira Winderman.
Jimmy, you got to learn the bathroom trick at least.
Yeah, at least make it like you weren't there for the transaction.
Yeah, when you see the waiter walking back, you go to the bathroom real fast. Something.
All right, let's do a quick look at headlines here with Alejandro Solana for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Since we're having fun, I want to bring up this story. It's a good local
Ticket Wizard
story.
Is texting me, by the way. Ticket Wizard is texting me. He said, I told Jimmy his money is no good with me. So if he did, in fact, tell you, hey, I got it, your money's no good here, then you're off the hook, Jimmy.
Okay.
All right.
This Ticket Wizard got bread. Goodness gracious.
Doesn't spend it on advertising anymore.
Let me hold something, B.
Do you guys remember the most famous Art Basel exposition ever? This goes back to 2019.
I do. It was the banana.
The banana.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah. Banana.
People were lining up. They had to shut it down because of how popular it was in 2019. It was just a white canvas, a banana peel, with a piece of duct tape right over the top. It was a sensation. Well, it's back in the news today because that banana, duct taped to a wall, sold yesterday at Sotheby's auction in New York City for $6.2 million.
Huh?
This is why art is stupid.
A banana taped to a piece of paper.
Here, take these bananas. Your old banana in the tailpipe.
Was it a real banana? Because now it'd be brown.
Well, it must have been lacquered or something, right? Because it would have gone bad. So they did something to it where it's kept all these years.
Yeah, I'm not in the know on the status of the banana?
Well, I can guarantee you it's not just a banana that hasn't been touched, because it wouldn't exist anymore in its current form.
The fruit flies would be on it.
It just wouldn't work. I mean, let a banana sit out for 2 weeks on the counter. Now make it 4 years or however long this has been. Like, it's obviously there's something coating it.
I bought one of those banana floaty hooks. They still go bad. You ever
give
seen
me an
a banana?
Extra day or two? Yeah, give you an extra day or two.
I thought it was like it extended for a long time. It's like, yeah, it's nothing. It's the same thing. It just wastes up counter space.
Ben Volen has just texted me from Get Up. Dan Orlovsky's 2024 rookie QB redraft. So the quarterbacks drafted in the first round, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Drake May. Caleb Williams and Bo Nix. And Orlovsky, if he's redrafting it, he says Jaden Daniels goes one, Drake May goes two, Caleb Williams goes three, Bo Nix goes four. And then Dan Orlovsky tweets that out and writes, I wrestled not putting Drake May at one.
Better than Jaden Daniels?
If he's redrafting.
I don't know about that. And the situation Caleb Williams is in, Chicago's terrible. Eberflus, whatever the hell his name is, they're terrible. He's fired everybody. I know Dan needs to do the right now, you know, I won't say shock jock, but the... takes. That's Drake May's played like three games.
I mean, Volen was high on him.
Three games? I don't know. I gotta watch Drake. You know what? If Ben and Dan Orlovsky's right, we should be a little more worried, because I wasn't worried about this Patriot game.
I don't know if you should be worried. I mean, the Rams took care of the Patriots. But they played them tough. Like, if the Dolphins are the team that we think they are, they beat a rookie quarterback, even if he has flashes.
They should handle them easily. This Patriots team is no good, with or without Drake May.
Doesn't mean he can't be a good quarterback, though. I've seen some Drake May highlights.
Oh, I think he's looked decent. I sometimes a quarterback looks like a deer in the headlights. He doesn't. He looks decent. But, I mean, I thought Ben Volen had taken it to a whole new level.
Yeah. Even Bo Nix. Bo Nix surprised me. I didn't think Bo Nix would be as good as he is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they got some quarterbacks. But to that point, like, if Caleb's in New York, can he do that with that team? Or if Caleb's if Jaden did jump Caleb went to the Commanders, would he look better now? He's in a team with some structure and some weapons. Like, I think we're pulling the trigger a little too fast on this redraft.
Haven't we seen, though, like RG3, and I don't want to lump Jaden Daniels in with RG3. I don't think it's fair. I don't think they're the same type of player. But we saw RG3 win Rookie of the Year, and people were talking about him as the next great quarterback, and then 3 years later, he's done. Like, we've seen this before, right? Guys look really, really good their rookie year, but it doesn't hold up long term. So just because Jaden Daniels right now is the best quarterback and he's having this unbelievable year – doesn't necessarily mean like he's a lock to be a perennial Pro Bowler.
So that's what my point with Drake May, where we're jumping him in three games. Even Jaden, what is it, 10 games, 9 games? Like, Jaden looks good, but he's better than RG3. RG3 put that croissant in his mouth and took that picture. I'm over him.
All right. Anyways. Canes Hoops, they're going to play Oklahoma State tomorrow because FAU beat Oklahoma State in the Charleston Classic. So FAU goes on to the winner's bracket. The Canes, because they lost today to Drake, go to the consolation side. They'll play Oklahoma State tomorrow at 2 p.m. This does suck, though, because I was hoping for the Final Four matchup that never was.
That would have been, you know, because we want to do the show tomorrow. But if it was Miami FAU, you got a little juice to it. And now it's Miami Who? Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State.
Who's their best player?
Jackson.
I answered a question like that one time, and I'm never doing it again. Let Crowder take that.
Yeah, I can make the Winderman joke. He can make the Jackson joke.
You know our places.
Panthers at Chicago tonight, as you mentioned, 8:30 p.m. Browns host the Steelers at 8:15. Steelers are 3.5, or they were 3.5 point favorites in the game tonight. I wonder, because I saw Dan Orlovsky earlier today. I happened to be watching Get Up, where he said he doesn't think the Steelers are a top three team in the AFC, despite beating the Ravens. And his point was, you can't beat Lamar Jackson in the playoffs. You can't beat Josh Allen in the playoffs. You can't beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs scoring only field goals, doing it with 15, 18 points. And I wonder if that's a fair assessment, considering they're 8-2, and they look pretty good with Russell Wilson.
I'm with you, and I kind of said that in one of the questions I asked Ben, where I'm like, dude, I can throw the Steelers up there now with AFC teams that the Dolphins have to worry about, but I'm not sold on the Steelers. Mike Tomlin is a damn genius. Mike Tomlin can squeeze lemonade out of oranges. I don't know how Mike keeps winning with these teams, but the whole quarterback thing, they're going to be competitive. They're going to play hard-nosed football, but I'm with Dan. I don't think he can beat any of them top three AFC teams.
Play handicapper, Solana. If it's the playoffs, do you have the Steelers favored over Baltimore? Put the game in Pittsburgh. Do you have the Steelers favored over Baltimore, Buffalo, KC?
I don't, but I also think if there's a time when having an unbelievable defense and a team that can go on long, sustained drives and kick field goals can win you games against top teams, it's in the playoffs. I know you need to score points. I get it, but, I mean, they've been doing it consistently this year. Wouldn't that be their strategy, Crowder? What Georgia Tech did to Miami, yeah. Just long drives, keep Mahomes off the field, keep Josh Allen off the field, force turnovers. I don't know. Like that to me seems like a decent strategy in the playoffs. Come playoff time, like be safe, be conservative, and hope
you're gonna play. No. I'm with you. We kind of like we talked about what Mike McDaniel is trying to more or less do with the Dolphins. Keep the game close, get in the fourth quarter. You're going to have a drive. I'm going to have a drive. I'm picking Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes over Russell Wilson all day.
Gino Toretta, who was on with us yesterday and headed out to California today because he's got the USC-UCLA game, just sent us a picture from In-N-Out Burger. It's so good. All right, anything else, Solana?
Yeah, one other note. I want to laugh at the Philadelphia 76ers really quickly. So yesterday they played their first game of the season with Tyrese Maxey, Paul George, and Joel Embiid on the floor together. So this supposed big three.
Right, so now it's guaranteed to work because they're all together.
Absolutely. Well, Paul George left the game early with a knee injury. Tyrese Maxey, minutes restriction.
Interesting.
And Joel Embiid flopped while taking a free throw, which I don't understand how that works. They lost to the Memphis
Embiid
Grizzlies. Yeah. They lost to the Grizzlies, who were without Ja Morant. They're 2-12 after last night. Embiid went to the postgame press conference, called out whoever leaked the information of their players-only meeting that he got put on trial for showing up late, and he called that person a real piece of bleep. He says they talked a lot. They talked about a lot of things, and the meeting lasted, quote, probably only 30 seconds.
it seems like to me Joel's trying to get out of there.
You know what they need to do? They need to bring back Doc Rivers.
How to get him right?
Really tank. Go all in on the tank.
Trust the process,
Ben Volen is texting me a quote from Anthony Weaver today, Dolphins defensive coordinator, talking about Drake May. The thing you see on tape is Just he doesn't lack confidence. He trusts his ability. He trusts his arm. And the thing with all these new crops of young quarterbacks is when the plays break down, they have ability to create extended plays and run both outside of the pocket and down the field and then run to throw it too. So we've got to be cognizant of that. Again, this is not me saying he's Josh Allen, but you've got to kind of approach him like Josh Allen a little bit, where you're trying to funnel him certain directions and try to contain his rush abilities as much as you can. And Ben sends to me that text and writes, Anthony Weaver compares him to Josh Allen today. But as I'm reading it, Anthony Weaver says, again, this is not me saying he's Josh Allen, but you've got to kind of approach him like Josh Allen a little bit.
So he can throw and run. He's Lamar Jackson, too. It's all of them.
Dolphins by 30, man. I'm done with this Drake May already. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. It's like 75 degrees. I told you it's going to be chilly tonight.
It's going to be in like the 50s, I saw, yeah, in Boca.
Yeah.
Like high 50s tonight.
High 50s when you go to bed tonight, when you wake up tomorrow as well. One other really quick note. We found out today this will be Hubie Brown's final season on TV.
I did see that.
According to ESPN. So the 91-year-old will be on TV.
Still got it, man. When he's broadcasting a game, man, he's still like, he knows everything. He's fumbling for words and stats. Like, he's still got it, man. He impresses me.
He does. They said he sleeps 20 hours a day.
Is that so? Wakes up just for the basketball game?
Just wakes up to work.
Oh, I want that life so bad. Hey, wake me up for the Panthers game and go right to bed. All right. Don't go anywhere. We still got another half hour today, and we will wrap things up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Thank you, as always, Jax.
Stay black.
All right.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Don't forget, big Panthers watch party tonight. Official Panthers watch party tonight is at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Want to thank everybody once again who came out last night to Whiskey Stars and Cigars and Tabacon for hosting it. We had such a great time. I saw 560 WQAM on Instagram posted a little video of last night. But thank you to all the listeners, all the sponsors. It was a really, really fun night there in Plantation, and looking forward to doing it again. What do you think of this, Crowder? Joe Shad tweeted out, how would you feel about Daniel Jones as the backup to Tua next season?
It's
kind of exactly like what you've talked about all season. I've talked about is an established former starter who can win you a couple games when needed. Like, I mean, Daniel Jones did enough to get hundreds of millions of dollars from New York. So he had to have done something where he looked decent enough. Tua goes down. He's on IR for 4 games. I mean, if I gave you the choice, Daniel Jones, Tyler Huntley, Skylar Thompson, or Tim Boyle. Which of the four?
Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
It's true. But I was thinking of the Andy Daltons or the Carson Wentzes, the guys that have really done that. I don't know why New York gave him all that damn money, to be honest. I think we're just picking up their mistake with that.
Well, they went to the playoffs, right? Didn't they have a miraculous run to the playoffs? Was that Daniel Jones?
The Giants
went to the playoffs?
Yeah, they did. That's why he got paid. They went to the playoffs.
And Dable, right?
Correct.
Let me see. I don't know. I might be, you know, recency bias, but I've just never seen Daniel Jones have been that impressed with his play. But to your point, a veteran. I don't know if he's proven, but he is a veteran quarterback, and he's not Tim Boyle, I'll tell you that much.
So, I mean, kind of like that's kind of the guy you're looking for as a backup for Tua, I think.
They won a playoff game in 2022. They beat the Minnesota Vikings in the wild card round 31-24.
And it was Daniel Jones as the quarterback.
He threw 289 yards in that game.
I mean, the dudes want – remember, we had Skylar Thompson try to fill in for a playoff game. Didn't go well. Like, I think Daniel Jones, because you talked about, you know, Russell Wilson on the cheap. Obviously, you're not going to assume Daniel Jones's contract, but if you need someone to come in for a few games or someone to, you know, unfortunately – starting a playoff game, like, that's kind of the guy you're talking about, I think.
Yeah, and could McDaniel maximize him? Because it seemed, you know, to your question, he's probably better than Tyler and Boyle and those guys. Skylar Thompson, they should give him away as soon as they can. But could Daniel Jones figure out this offense, and could Mike McDaniel, you know, maximize him as he's maximizing Tua? That would be the question. But, yeah. I'm looking at his stats. His stats aren't bad, especially his first 3 years where he got paid with, you know, nothing crazy. But, yeah, not, you know, quarterback to, I mean, touchdown interception ratio and all that stuff. It doesn't look ugly when you look at the stats.
I saw a tweet that was going viral from a Giants fan that said, Daniel Jones did everything for this franchise. This is how they repaid him. Sacked 208 times in 70 games. No wide receiver number one until this last year. I'm assuming they're talking about the rookie that they drafted. Booed and hated since draft night. Three different head coaches.
I mean, listen, there's plenty of quarterbacks who don't get, you know, done any favors by their franchise. You can always give it context, though. You'd have to look at all those sacks. How many were because he held on to the ball too long? And how many, you know, were they changing head coaches in order to maximize him? Like, was it for him? Like, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, bottom line is they did him a hell of a favor, though, with that contract. Like, you can pick and choose all the times they didn't do him a favor, but, man, they gave him a hell of a contract.
The Joneses are not struggling to eat on a random Thursday.
Yeah. I don't think he should be angry at the New York Giants organization about not having wide receiver one, because he got QB1 money.
You ask me the question, I look at the numbers. Like, he might be the guy where he might be Nick Foles. He might be Carson Wentz. It looks like he's the guy that we're talking about. So, you know what? Yeah. Go get a Daniel Jones and back up Tua.
Well, maybe. Would you have a problem with him, Solana, as the backup?
I think there's a couple other guys I'd rather have, and I still want to see the Dolphins draft a quarterback. Maybe not with the first round selection, but two or three, I think that's important. But you're telling me that my options are Skylar Thompson or Daniel Jones? Yeah, I mean, I think I'm taking anybody over Skylar Thompson right now. That's been
starting. Josh Dobbs or Daniel Jones?
What about Jameis Winston?
Is he going to be available?
I don't know, but don't you think the Browns are going to go in a different direction? Like, they're not bringing Jameis Winston to start next season. And my guess is they're going to do everything they possibly can to get out of Deshaun Watson's contract. So maybe they draft somebody and they'll want that rookie to play. Jameis is one of these guys.
I'd take Jameis in a heartbeat. Yeah. I just for the fun of it.
Over Daniel Jones all day. I like Jameis. And to your point, he's going to say some goofy stuff. And
it's fun.
Go on tangents about foolishness.
He's a Mike McDaniel guy, right? He's a Mike McDaniel guy.
Yes, 100%.
Buy-in. They talk 14 hours straight about nothing.
Yeah, they'd both be talking. No one would hear what the other guy or understand what the other guy's saying, and they'd just keep talking at each other, and they'd think that they had the best conversation in the world.
We might have 7,000 delay of games if that's the communication.
Yeah, let's hope those conversations don't take place during the game while I was trying to get a play in. Ay-ay-ay. All right, we got to wrap things up here. Tell everybody about Delaware Chicken Farm, and then we will say fare thee well for the evening. You've got Panthers hockey coming up tonight on the radio station beginning at 8 p.m.
Yes, who doesn't love delicious food? You got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have all the food you need. Crowder powder as well, so you can season up that food. The lamb, the beef, the veal, the pork, the poultry, duck, turkey, the lobster, the shrimp, fish, alligator, venison, the scallops, the grouper, the... Oh, my goodness, I can go on forever. I just went over there the other day. They have burgers, prepared food already. Burgers, they have sandwiches, they have fried chicken, roasted chicken, which is oven fried chicken, the dips you have in a party. Hell, I eat the smoked fish dip for a meal, buffalo chicken dip, all the sides you need as well, made in-house daily and fresh. Get to DelawareChicken.com. Oh, and the stone crabs are there, too. That's what I went over there for. Got me a big platter of stone crabs, all the sizes, fresh as can be, the best price. Get to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu. When you know what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Place your order. It'll be package ready when you get there. Curbside delivery is available. I told you, all they want to do is get delicious food back to you. Your tailgate, your watch party, family dinner, romantic dinner, your wedding, your pool party, eating by yourself. You just get some good food. And Delaware has the best. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When y'all get down there, grab your powder, Crowder powder, and tell them Crowder sent you.
That's a great stocking stuffer, by the way. Crowder powder. You're doing your holiday shopping?
Hey,
any specials up on the website yet?
They're coming. You know how, you know Asia does all that.
You have a Black Friday they're thing coming. Coming for next week?
Yes. We do. I think it's Asia. Asia.
Well, why even wait? It's inexpensive enough as it is. You go to crowderpowder.com and you start loading up for stocking stuffers. And I mean, honestly, I can speak as a Jewish person. If I got every night of Hanukkah, eight nights, if I got eight different Crowder powders, I would be thrilled. What a Hanukkah, man. Hanukkah to remember.
That sounds good to me.
No, I mean,
Crowder,
we got you.
You go to crowderpowder.com. I'm on it right now. You can get one night, Hawk, meat and veggie powder. The next night, you get your nacho average taco seasoning. Next night, the real deal seafood seasoning. The next night,
you're probably saying, Hashem, there can't be more. This is so good. It's impossible that night four would bring me even something better.
Crowder powder official t-shirt.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Asia!
And everybody wants, you know, a Flanagan's cup. Everybody wants, you know, one of these collectible cups. Oh, my God. CrowderPowder.com, the Crowder Powder Red Collectible Cup.
For night five?
Come on. Night five.
So what's night six?
Drinky, what's it called? The Shivitz?
Man,
that's
Shevitz.
Right. Oh. Right, the Shivitz.
Perfect.
Sit Shivitz with your Crowder Powder.
And you'll never believe this. You can get a Crowder Powder drink sleeve. That Manischewitz bottle fit right into it.
I mean, because
right,
what's worse when the Manischewitz gets warm too quickly?
Right?
Nobody wants the Manischewitz.
And then night seven and eight, you're back to the original powders because you're probably out of them by then. You've had them for five nights.
And they're kosher.
They're kosher, too. No joke.
They are kosher. Wow. Got to get a badge on the back and all. Your brisket, your sturgeon. What?
Time of your life.
Time
of your life. Hell, last night at Whiskey Stars and Cigars, I was unrolling my Swisher Sweet. Everybody thought I was going to put a little something funny in there. I did. Crowder powder.
You smoked it?
I smoked it. That's right. I smoked it.
Oh, you know what? Whatever it takes.
CrowderPowder.com. I'm goofing, but I'm being serious. That's a good stocking stuffer for the holidays. And if someone you know listens to this show, they would love to get a Crowder powder, a couple Crowder powders for the holidays.
Actually, I've said it before. Just know that if you order, it'll be myself, Asia, and the kids who are going to mail it out to you. We do it.
Yeah, it's a family business, family operation. Family.
Yep, you see it behind me. Loading up boxes during breaks.
Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Reminder, because the Hurricanes basketball team plays at 2 p.m. tomorrow, we will not be doing our show at Gulfstream Park. We've moved that broadcast to Friday, December 6th. So tomorrow, you'll hear Hurricanes basketball starting at 2. We'll jump on around 5 o'clock or so, give you an hour of Football Friday and head you into the weekend. So everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Panthers. We will speak with you briefly mañana.
You smoked it.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Paff, paff, puss.
Take care, brush your hair.